This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Experts as we bring in our good friend, Joan Ball. Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty, joanball.com. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing just great. And you?
Yeah, we're doing fine. Thank you. It's funny, I bring you in to Ask the Experts, and I'm like, are you the same Joan Ball from the live drive with Andy Udman? Are you the same?
Well,
are you the same one?
Andy and I have been talking lately.
The thing that I find incredible is every once in a while it's kind of the housing market comes into the news for a number of different reasons, and a lot of times there's hysteria around it because you're dealing with the shelter over people's heads and things along those lines. It's very nice to have kind of a calming voice, kind of. Just let's explain what's going on.
Yes.
So then let's turn it to you through the conversations that are going on in the news. And we kind of get snippets from the government making announcements and things along those lines. What do we need to be aware of right now in the housing market by way of either getting in or maintaining what's going on?
Well, the best news is that London is very affordable, and we are in an ideal community for affordability for first-time home buyers. And even though there's some new qualifying rules and regulations for first-time home buyers around their qualifying to a five-year fixed rate, then you know, you have to recognize that we're still an awesome community, both from the advantage point of investing in real estate, but also getting into real estate and it not being a Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver market. We're very, very affordable here.
When we hear stories, and you've told some of those stories with Andy and things along those lines, where there are these kind of, wow, this one house sold for $1 billion, $1 trillion. I'm exaggerating, obviously. When we do hear those stories, the reason that they're in the news is because, yes, that is happening in London, but that's not the staple of London. That's not what London is known for.
Yes. And, you know, I had some out-of-town Toronto buyers in yesterday, and when I told them the average price of a London property, they couldn't believe it because we were looking at properties that were around $1 million. So, you know, when you look at about $290, $294 on average price, then you really recognize that we're not a high-end Toronto kind of market. We really are, for the most part, our properties are going to run under the 400, you know, sort of the glut of the purchasing is draw a circle around 300 and there you are. So that certainly provides an inroad for many, many buyers.
I want to bring in a point in case you've got some listings as well that we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And the thing that is amazing about the listings is these are all beautiful homes.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in great neighborhoods. They're all in places where you want to send your kids to school. You might even let your kids walk to school alone. You wouldn't have to follow them around. And the price point that we're talking about are incredible as well.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I like, you have an open house coming up for, is not too far away from my house.
Right.
And so I know the area. Mm-hmm. Not, I shouldn't say that. That might scare people. I don't want to be that close to Al. But I mean, you're looking over on Notre Dame Drive,
right?
And as you look kind of over at Notre Dame Drive, at this area, tell us a little bit about this house at 777.
Lucky 7.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah,
Notre Dame. These are original owners. The property has been really extremely lovingly maintained. It's a beautiful property. Mm-hmm. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. A kitchen has had some updates, updated windows and roof and furnace, air conditioning. So any of the electrical, so any of the major items, certainly there are some cosmetics that may be needed,
mm-hmm.
but the price certainly reflects that at $239.9, and
wow.
It will be on open house Sunday from 2 to 4.
Beautiful. And the selling point for a lot of people in my age group is saying, all right, don't give me a postage stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, let me have a little bit of fun. When you look at the backyard, it's a huge backyard. There's a beautiful shed that's there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beautiful patio sitting area, partially covered in some areas to get out of the sun, not covered in others when June hits and you just want to get some sun. Really, you look at the potential of this place. This is this is a steal at 239.
It absolutely is. And that's the thing about, you know, some of the properties built in that area, very solid bones. And, you know, that's what I always say is what should be the number one go-to as far as when you're looking at a property, especially a first-time homebuyer. You're in the West End, you've got good bones and good foundation and that kind of thing. And so it represents well to being able to update on some of the cosmetics that somebody might want to put in.
And you mentioned the cosmetics. The thing that's important to highlight with that is, and I've learned this from you, you say, okay, well, there's cosmetic things that you may want to aesthetically turn pleasing. But in the meantime, enjoy the house, move in, figure out, put your together your to-do list. There's no immediate, okay, when you move in, you're going to have to put in a furnace. There's none of that, which lets you kind of plan the vision for the house as well.
Absolutely. And it does have a formal dining room set section as well as an eating kitchen. So that one's I think, not going to last too long.
I would have to agree with you. I think you might even get some offers at the open house itself on Sunday. Again, Sunday, which is November the 6th. From 2 till 4, again, joanball.com, the website, if you want to jump onto more. You've got another listing as well that we'll talk to in just a little while. We'll talk about that as well, as we need to talk about estate sales. Mm-hmm. That's coming in via text, a question via text that we'll get to as well. In the meantime, jump online. joanball.com is the website that you want to go to. Jump on there. You'll get all sorts of great information, including some pictures of that that listing that we were just talking about on Notre Dame. 672-9880. JoanBall.com.
There's just something about locally grown, organically stimulating, garden fresh conversation. And that's what we're serving up with Ken and Lisa.
Thanks, and keep it up. You make my commute every day awesome.
Sink in your ears and taste the talk.
Thank you for waking us all up out here. Really, you're great.
You're a little angel.
Really appreciate what you do.
The Morning Show on the voice of today's London. News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts. News Talk 1290, CJBK. Joan Ball joining us. Joan Ball is with Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880. Jump online. JoanBall.com is the website that you want to jump onto. Tons of great information about when you're making that investment in London, not just making sure that the house is great, but making sure you know about the area that you're investing in, making sure that you know about what other things to ask when you do get a hold of Joan and say, I'm really interested in this house. We know, you know, we all do it. We go to MLS and we start sneaking out, and then we start kind of, oh, she didn't even know about this house. She didn't even know about this house. I will probably say 99.999% of the time, we will say, oh, she didn't even know about this house. And you will say, I did. Yeah. There's a reason I didn't bring you there.
Yeah, perhaps.
A lot of times we forget that, but joanball.com, the website. I do want to get into a question that's come in from Kathy. Kathy is asking, what are the downsides or realities of buying an estate sale?
So you need to understand with an estate sale, quite often there will be a clause within the offer that indicates that the property is being sold in an as-is, where-is condition with no representation and no warranties. Mm-hmm. So it really is a clear statement of buyer beware. Mm-hmm. On the behalf of the buyer's agent needs to do a little bit more due diligence, perhaps, in finding out as much as possible about properties in the surrounding area, maybe if there's going to be a new development in behind the property, you know, anything untoward. I usually look with a little bit more critical eye to try and determine what if there's any latent defects for the property, or just get a better sense of how the property represents. Certainly doing a home inspection, and in some cases doing a follow-up inspection on certain issues or details that may be warranted. So there is a little bit more due diligence to take care of when you're a buyer in an estate sale.
Oftentimes, and it's interesting that we can bring this into the discussion from the first segment, which is that it's original owners in this house on Notre Dame. Oftentimes, an estate sale, is that kind of what we see, is that it's an older family that has probably been living here for a number of years?
It could be. It could be. Yeah. This is the one on Notre Dame. It's not an estate sale. But still, to give you sort of a general rundown, you know, sometimes it may be the children of the individual who lived there, mom and dad, you know, taking care of the estate. The executor may not even be somebody who's related, maybe somebody who's related. There may be probate that still has to be taken care of. So a closing date might be delayed by that. So you need to be aware of that. But usually the listing agent will let you know that that's the case. But, you know, that's not ideal for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they might be selling their house and they need a certain closing date. So I always say, give yourself some leeway there, but there are you know, just if you do the due diligence, in many cases you can get a pretty good sense of how well the property was maintained. Sometimes it's good to talk to a couple of neighbors and just find out, you know, you know them?
Yeah.
Did they seem to take care of the house? I did that not that long ago with another one, and the neighbors were quite reassuring that, oh, if there was a blade of grass out of place, this, you know, older gentleman was right on it, and he was meticulous with taking care of everything. And you could tell. I always go to windows and look at the windows. If the windows have been well maintained,
right,
you can probably tell that the rest of the house has been well maintained.
Interesting.
Windows are also, they're like shoes. Look at people's shoes. If their shoes are in good condition, they're probably taking care of themselves.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing. Oh my goodness.
Well, as far as the rest of their outfit,
I'm going to have to update my wardrobe. I didn't realize that. People, and knowing Joan, she'll probably say, her shoes are bad.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't take care of his windows either.
I can't see her shoes right now.
That's probably, he doesn't take care of his shoes, I bet. Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty. From the other side, when you are dealing with families, mm-hmm. and you do you often encourage an estate sale, or who makes that decision?
Well, here's what an estate sale is. If someone has lived in the house and passed on,
right,
then the house has to be dissolved within the estate,
right? Okay.
For you know, inheritance purposes, or, you know, to dissolve the assets of the estate, and so that's when it would become an estate sale, because
right,
basically they're selling off so that the inheritors can reap the benefits or the funds from the sale of the property.
Right.
So that's really the bottom line about estate sales.
And so who, obviously then it would be the people that are about to pass on, to pass on, but
it's the executor or gotcha, whoever is the one who is responsible for taking care of the disposal of the assets.
Gotcha. Okay. Royal LePage, again, Joan Ball, joanball.com. 519-672-9880. There is another listing that Joan Ball wants us to be familiar with. This one's a very interesting one.
This is a great one, and everybody knows this property, and I wanted to bring it to everybody's attention, because, you know, this is a statement property in London, and there are a number of them that I absolutely adore and love in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was through 244 Baseline Road East last night. It's on the corner of Rideout and Wortley and Baseline.
Right. Yep.
And it's on the northwest corner, and everybody would know of it in that, you know, it really has gone through sort of a metamorphosis,
right,
over the last 15 years. And Brian and Peter, who own it, have done an outstanding job, mm-hmm, of maintaining the integrity, but yet upgrading it to a level that is really outstanding. They did at one point sever off part of the lot to the west.
Okay.
And there is a newer property there that just sold, actually. And I was through that property as well, and that was very nicely done, very nicely done. But this house itself offers so much. It was built in 1928. It has a, you know, the lead glass, the crown molding. They have updated the kitchen. They've done a number of internal features that I think really are very complementary to the integrity of the structure, but also the convenience for individuals that would be moving in. Good size master bedroom, I must say, for an older house, it's wonderful. And, you know, some of the finishings within are quite something. It's really a house to see.
It certainly is, and you look at the backyard as well. Mm-hmm. Beautifully done in the backyard, mm-hmm, as well. The one thing that I am curious about is, it just by looking, it looks like there is a beautiful structure, obviously, in the backyard. Is that a lot of work for somebody that would be inheriting this property or buying this property? Or, no. Were they smart enough to say, most of the stuff looks good, but it's easy to take care of?
Oh, very easy. No, it's very, I would think that certainly they have a very complimentary oasis deck in the backyard with a gazebo, not a permanent gazebo area. Lighting back there, very complimentary to an extended living area. I don't see this property as being high maintenance.
My favorite part, if I may, in the house is in the kitchen. Is that kind of where you would eat? Is that kind of like a built-in little yes. nook, I guess you would call it?
Well,
a kitchen nook?
Yes, and they opened that up a bit because it was closed in a bit and it actually had cupboards in there.
Oh, my gosh.
But that is really sort of maintaining some of the flavor of that period.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really like that as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Can we look at that on your website or?
You can go online and take a look at it.
Okay.
It is 244 Baseline Road East. It's listed for $889.9.
Okay.
And I think it's a property that really will get a fair bit of recognition.
Fascinating to just kind of see that historic side of things as well, and the people that will be like you said, it's a statement property, and I love that look. There is not a person that has not driven by that place and said, wow, I'd like to look inside there. Well, now is your chance to actually own it. JoanBall.com, the website that you want to jump onto. Check that out again, JoanBall.com, the website. Jump on there. You'll be able to get lots of information. 519-672-9880.
Coffee with no filter.
Ugh.
Your selfies with no filter.
Oh, no.
Tap water with no filter.
What? Ew.
But with Andy Udman, no filter is just how you like him.
If anybody out there voted liberal in the last election, could you show a little courage and call and admit it?
Nothing held back.
Ontario's sliding into Lake Erie thanks to her.
The Live Drive, 3 till 6, on the voice of today's London, News Talk 1290.
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
12:55 at News Talk 1290 CJVK. Just still looking over at that one house, that statement house, is through the break with Joan Ball, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, joanball.com. And again, the address is 244 Baseline Road East, London, Ontario, a statement home. You can look at all the pictures online there. But we were talking about just one of the things that a lot of us would probably ask you, okay, but when I buy the house, what comes with it and what doesn't come with it?
So
your advice is always everything is negotiable.
Yeah, well, it was to some degree, depending. I always say, you know, those are chattels and fixtures. So chattels are things like furnishings and pictures on the wall and that kind of thing. Fixtures are details that are attached to the structure. And a good way of sort of getting a visual on this is take a house, take the roof off, dump it upside down and shake it. What falls out is a chattel and what stays fixed is a fixture.
Makes sense.
You know, some of the appliances may, you know, be plugged in a little bit harder than others. So if it's a built-in or whatever, if it's actually screwed to the wall, it is a fixture. However, many individuals will take some of those items with them, bookshelves, that, you know, certain items that they've had to attach to the wall for fear of them falling over or whatever. Those are things you just exclude as fixtures excluded in an offer.
Gotcha. Jump online for more information on all of that at joanball.com. It is kind of funny because there's the other side of things where I look at is if I was selling some of these houses, what would I leave in there just so I didn't have to take apart and move? Because some of the stuff looks pretty heavy for crying out loud.
Oh, I've had freezers in the basement or sectionals that seem to be. Yesterday, I showed a house where the buffet in the dining room had the dining room measurements had been made especially for the buffet to fit within this bump out.
Right.
And so the buffet was staying house if somebody wanted it.
Or even just a big couch from the basement that you just kind of that's staying.
Yes.
That's staying. Joan, always wonderful to speak to you. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
All the great information and creating calmness in what can sometimes be a very confusing and scary area, which is in real estate. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Joan Ball. Again, look up joanball.com, Royal LePage Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880.